بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق الله سيدنا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحابته المنتجبين. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: هو الذي خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها، صدق الله العلي العظيم. Marriage, like any sort of business, can either be successful or a failure. When you go into a business, your rate of being successful or failing is usually 50-50, unless you've studied where you're going into and you're 100% sure that this business, or buying stocks, or opening a store, or buying this building in this area, will guarantee you success. Marriage is the same way. Marriage can either be successful or a failure if you go into this marriage without planning. And statistics show that most marriages in the West, in the United States of America, and in Europe, are a failure. Most meaning a high rate of these marriages end up in divorce. For example, a few years ago, US News and World Report had a statistic about the amount of marriages that took place in that year. And the amount of marriages that ended up in divorce in that year, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, was 60%. 60% of these marriages ended up in divorce in that year. Now, God knows what happened in the year later. Maybe even the 40% of these couples that remained married that year might have even ended up in divorce the following year. The point is that marriage in the West is usually a failure. Why? Several reasons. Number one, there are many factors that lead to either a successful marriage or factors that lead to a failed marriage. Number one, one of the reasons why some marriages are a failure is because some people rush into marriage without much thought. They rush into this marriage without planning, without thinking about why they're marrying this person, without asking others, without asking their parents, without asking advice of their brothers and sisters. They rush into marriage. And that is why in Islam it is necessary for the woman, in order to marry, to have her father's permission. Why? So that she doesn't rush into marriage. A woman being an emotional human being might sometimes be driven by her emotions to rush into marriage. That is why Islam says, in order for this girl to get married, she needs the permission of her father. Why? Because who looks out for the interests of this young lady more than her father? No one, of course. The father, she needs the permission of her father. The father will sit down, consider this marriage. He will look out, he will look for the other spouse. He will study him. He will see if he makes a good husband. And then at the end, he will either accept or not accept. He will either give his permission or not. Islam doesn't want people to rush into marriage without much thinking. This is number one. Number two, there's some people that marry for the wrong reasons. There's some people that marry for wealth. There's some people that marry for beauty. There's some people that marry because at the time they were doing well in their business. There were some people, supposedly they were in love with a person and they rush into marriage. And then 2 months later, this person happened to be, you know, the worst human being on earth. Thus, number two, They marry for the wrong reasons. Number three, they marry the wrong person. Sometimes we don't rush into marriage. Sometimes we marry for the right reasons, but the problem is we marry the wrong person. We didn't know what sort of person to marry. And this is a problem. Islam has taught us which sort of person to choose as a spouse. For the man to choose a good wife, and for the woman to choose a good husband. Number four, and we're talking about the factors that lead to a failed marriage. The idea of divorce seems easy. We're not Catholics, we're Muslims. In Catholicism, divorce is not allowed. In Catholicism, once you get married, you cannot get divorced. In Islam, we can get divorced. Of course, divorce is one of the most unrecommended things. It's not forbidden, however, it's highly unrecommended. But it's allowed. There's some people, the idea of divorce is easy for them. They say that if we go into this marriage, we marry this person, and it doesn't seem like it's working, we can always get a divorce. And number five, the marriage itself does not have a solid foundation. It doesn't have a good foundation. And that's why it leads to divorce. And a failed marriage has several consequences. It has negative consequences. Number one, the family is disturbed. Number two, the children are affected negatively. They will have to live with one of the parents, either the mother or the father. And the child needs the affection and the love and the care of both parents, not just one. Each child, that is why the child is born into a family of two. The child that only receives love and care and attention from one parent, this is not enough. From the father, that's not enough. Or from the mother alone, this is not enough either. This child requires attention and love from both parents, the mother and the father. What happens to kids and to children from divorced parents is that these children are affected. They end up living either with the father or the mother, or sometimes with neither one. They end up with the grandparents, or they probably end up in shelter homes because some parents are so selfish that they abandon the children and they go and remarry. Which takes us to the third consequence. It's hard to remarry. Once you've gone through a divorce, once your first marriage has failed, sometimes, it's not impossible, but sometimes it is hard to remarry. Especially for the wife, especially for the woman, it's hard to meet another husband for her to remarry. Also, the probability of divorcing again increases. Because once you've gone through divorce, once you've tasted it, the idea of divorce becomes easy. Thus, brothers and sisters, a successful marriage requires a solid foundation, a good foundation with several pillars. Any foundation requires solid pillars, strong pillars. And we need to provide these pillars for our marriage. In order for our marriage to become successful, in order to have a good relationship with our spouse, we need to provide solid pillars for this foundation. And these pillars, as we shall discuss, one is before the marriage, and three are after the marriage, or during the marriage. Number one, the educational pillar, or the educational principle. And what do we mean by that? First of all, we give a small introduction. The things that we do in life, some require planning and some do not require planning. If there is a cup of water in front of me and I'm thirsty, I don't need to sit and plan to drink this cup of water. I take the cup and I drink it immediately. If I'm tired and I'm sleepy and I need to sleep, I don't need to plan for sleep. I go in bed and I sleep. When I'm hungry, I eat. When I need to use a restroom, I use a restroom. I don't plan for these things. However, there are some things that we do need to plan for. There are some, and what do we mean by planning? There are some things that we need to learn. When we go into a certain process, we need to learn what we're doing and how we need to do it. When you're about to make a business contract, you need to know what you're doing. You need to read the contract, read the rules and requirements in order to sign that contract. And marriage, brothers and sisters, is a contract. The same way a business contract is a contract, the only difference is a business contract lasts for months or years, while a marriage contract lasts, or supposedly should last, for the rest of your life. You don't think you need to plan for marriage? You don't need to learn the instructions or read the instructions? When we use small instruments or small electronic equipment, we need to learn the instructions. When we use an MP3 player, we learn the instructions. When we turn on our new laptop, we learn the instructions. Whatever it is that we use, we learn the instructions. This is called planning. Marriage also requires planning. In the West, they plan for marriage. Oh yes, they plan for marriage, but what sort of planning? They plan the day of the wedding. And it is all their planning concentrates on the day of the wedding. The place, the dress, the cake, the ring, the food, the flowers, the car, the honeymoon, the church, the hotel. They plan all these things. But what happens after the wedding? This is something that they never worry about. This is something that they don't plan for. What happens, what they plan for is the wedding. And it's as if this is the wedding is all that matters. This is obviously wrong. And this is exactly what leads to a failed marriage, when we don't plan for the sort of marriage that we wish to have. What sort of marriage do we wish to have? Which sort of spouse do I wish to choose? Which sort of kids and which sort of environment do I wish to raise my kids in a polluted environment? And when I mean pollution, I don't mean the physical or scientific pollution. I mean the spiritual and religious, from the religious aspect. In what sort of circumstance, in what sort of environment do I wish to raise these children? We never plan for these things in the West. In some places, believe it or not, there are classes on marriage. The same way in some areas, in most countries, there are driving schools. In some places, there are marriage schools. They teach you about marriage. They teach a woman how a man thinks, and they teach a man how a woman thinks. They teach each gender what the other gender thinks and what their necessities are. And this is very important. Many people go into a marriage without knowing how to run a family, without knowing what the opposite sex thinks, and that's why many problems occur. Why do they resolve to divorce if they can solve their own problems? The reason is because they don't know what the other person thinks. Or when a woman says something, the man, he takes this response or her words and he interprets it according to his own knowledge, and then he's offended. But if men and women were to understand how each other person thinks, and they were to understand how to interpret what the other person says, they wouldn't resolve to fighting, and they definitely would. ...into a marriage without knowing how to run a family, without knowing how to raise children, without knowing their duties and their rights. And usually they mix up their duties with their rights, not knowing how to differentiate between the two. Thus, what are the